Now, friends, we come here in this 34th chapter to this new section, and I have labeled this the false shepherds, and then the true shepherd, and the future gathering of the flock. Now, this man, Ezekiel, has been declared a prophet. We saw that in the last verse, last time. Verse 33 of chapter 33 said, "And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them." They know now, because after all, Ezekiel's the only man that has said Jerusalem would be destroyed. All the false prophets have said it would not. Now the word of confirmation has come. Jerusalem is destroyed. And this man has been declared a true prophet. Now you would think that the people would turn to God. Well, they came and listened to Ezekiel. God says, don't let that deceive you, because the crowds are coming. They are listening, but they are not heeding what you're saying. They are not doers of the word at all. They're just listening. They like for you to talk now about love and the future and prophecy and all of these things, but it hasn't affected their life one whit. They're still living the same way, far from God. Now he has a word about these false prophets. He can label them now because they've been declared, all of them, liars. Verse 1 of chapter 34, "The word of the Lord came unto me, saying," and he didn't say it. God said this concerning them, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock?" And that is quite interesting. Very candidly, I have always been opposed to promotion in Christian work. And that doesn't mean that there are not very many wonderful, fine works that should be supported and should have your support. But my point is that they should not be just a promotion agency. They should be feeding the people. They should give out the word. I had an afternoon service in the church that I served, and it descended, and it came down to a pretty low level. Everything came in there wanted to promote to get an offering. And we reversed that. We said, look, you have no right to try to fleece these people, try to get an offering from them until you give them something. And I feel that way about anything today. And that's the thing we try to make very careful on this. This program, and we're trying to keep it that way, we recognize there are many wonderful things that should be supported. We're not in that business. All we're asking is just enough to pay for the program. And we feel like that where you get your blessing, that's what you should support. And that my business should be not to beg all the time, but should be to give out the word of God. When I give out the word of God, I believe that I'm feeding sheep. And I think that's my business today. And my business is not to fleece them and shear them all the time. And there's a lot of that going on today, friends. People should be given the word of God. Now, that was God's criticism of these false prophets. They had not given the people the word of God. And today, that should be, I think, the measure. Now, he goes on to talk here. Verse 4, "The diseased have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken." You see, all of us are needy people today. And the only thing that can minister to our deep needs is the word of God. Now, if you don't give out the word of God, you're not ministering to the people. It must be given out. And I don't think these little sermonettes or Christianettes by preacherettes, I don't think that quite does the job. That's my feeling, of course. And as I've said before, I could be wrong, but if I thought it was, I'd change. All right, verse 5. "And they were scattered because there is no shepherd, and they became food to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered." You see, when people are not being fed in a church, they'll scatter. They'll go around to where they can be fed. And no use criticizing them, finding fault, because sheep want to be fed. That's a nature of a sheep. And that's a nature of a child of God. He wants to hear the word of God. Now, God holds these shepherds responsible. Verse 7, therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became food to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. God says, I'm against them, and I'm as much opposed to them as I am any sinner or any sin, and I'm going to hold them responsible.